Okay, today we're going to do Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We're holding on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing all the halachos of Gilui. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Yayin Toseis, yayin that has already been squeezed out, that starts to bubble. Ein bo mishum Gilui. You don't have to worry about Gilui, because a snake wouldn't drink from bubbly wine. V'kamatzi sasav shloshi yamim. How long does it last where you don't have to worry about Gilui? It's for 3 days from the time that it was squeezed. From then on, it's after 3 days, the tzisa happens, and you have to the tzisa stops after 3 days, and therefore you have to worry about giloy at that point. Hashachlayim, a certain type of vegetable, I think it's cress that gets ground up, and you put wine or water into it. Ein v'mishum giloy. Also, you don't have to worry about giloy. Ubnei gola nagu ben isra, but the bnei gola treated it as an iser because sometimes a snake might drink from it. Velo amaran ella delesbu chala. That's only if there's no vinegar mixed in. Aval isbu chala, but if there's vinegar mixed in, then migri buhu. Then it's as if the vinegar fights with the snake by causing it to give a taste in its that it can't tolerate, and therefore he would never drink from that. I mean, migri literally means like makes a war, but it doesn't mean makes a war. It means that it becomes something that's very unpalatable to the snake. Kutach habavli, a certain type of dip called kutach habavli. Ein bo mishum gilo. You don't have to worry about snakes drinking from it. O bnei gola nagu bo iser, but the bnei gola treated it be iser. They were still worried about the snakes drinking from it. Amra benashi yis be nekure. If you see in the kutach there are some teeth marks from a snake, then chashina. Then obviously you do have to worry that maybe a snake drank from it. Amra b'chibarashi amar shmuel. May tif. Water that it has slight little drops. Tip. That's the onomatopoeia, is that what they call it? Where it makes a little sounds of a drop, meaning there's droplets of water coming in constantly, so the water is not stagnant. Ein bo mishum giloy. There's no concern of giloy. Amar Ravashi, vohu david tif lahade tif. That's only if it's going pretty quickly that you hear it consistently, one right after the other, one drop right after the other. But if it's drip, drip, you know, there's a pause in between, then we have to worry that during the time that it's paused from one drip to the next, the snake might drink from it. Okay, another issue of Gilui. Amar Chia Barashi, Amar Shmuel. Pi Te'ina, a fig that was taken off of the tree. So at the point of the stem where you pulled it off of the tree, it's a little bit open. Ein bo mishum giloy. It's not, you don't have to worry about giloy. Kiman, so says Gemara, whose sheet are you following? Ki etana, you must be following the following sheet in Tanaim. The Tanya, because the Brisa says Rablazer Omer, Ochla, the man of Mutaina Balaila, a person eats grapes and figs at night, even though he can't check if a snake has gotten into them. Veinu Choshesh, and he doesn't have to worry that maybe a snake drank from it. Mishum Shinemar, Shomer Psahim Hashem, you could trust that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to protect you, and that nothing bad is going to come, nothing's going to happen. Amar Safra Mishum Rabbi Shua. Droma. The Gemara brings a discussion about different types of snakes, and after a person drinks from it, doesn't get damaged, whether another person is allowed to drink from it also, because you say, oh look, nothing happened to that guy, so maybe nothing will happen to me. So Amar Rav Safra Mishum Rabbi Yoshua Droma. Shlosha Minei Eres Yesh. There are three Eres Hain. There are three types of snake venom. Shel Bachur, of a young snake. Shokea, that sinks into the drink that it gets into, and because it's heavy, it goes all the way to the bottom of the water. Shel Beinuni, there's the average snake, Mifapea, where it goes a little bit into the drink, but it doesn't go down all the way to the bottom. Vishel Zakin, Tsoth, and of an old snake, it floats at the top. Lememra, Dekama, Dekoshish, Kachish, Chele, do you mean to say that as the snake gets older, its strength wanes, and therefore its venom is going to get weaker? Vahatanya, but we have a brisa shlosha called manshmaskinin gvura mitosefespen. There are three types of animals that as they get older, they get stronger. Ve'eluhain, dog, nachash, v'chazir, a fish, a snake, and a chazir. So says Gemara, koachosufehud kamosif, ziare kalish. Yeah, the animal gets stronger. Its venom gets weaker. So why is it important to know that a young snake's venom sinks down to the bottom of the barrel? What's the halacha l'maisa ramification of that? Detanya, because we have a brisa. Chavish and Nizgalef, you have a barrel of wine or of water that's left exposed. Afal pi sheshasim men a tish of lomesu. Nine people could have drunk from it and nothing happened to it to them. A tenth person, lo yishta mimena asiri, a tenth person should not drink from it. Maisa yishashasim men a tish of lomesu. And one time there was such a story. Nine people drank from a barrel and they did not die. Vishasa asiri, the mace. And a tenth guy drank from it and he died. Amrab Yirmiya zeu shaker. Rabbi Yirmiya says, ah, this must have been the type of venom that sinks straight to the bottom. So the first nine people drank from the top where there was no venom, but then the tenth guy drank from the bottom where there is venom. V'chein avatiach shenisgalsa. Also, if you have a watermelon that's left exposed, afal pisha achlim menetish mnei adam v'lomesu, nine people could have eaten from it and they didn't die. Lo yachal men asira, a tenth man should not eat from it, because ma'isah hev achlim menetish v'lomesu v'achal asiri v'meis. One time it happened, nine people ate from it, nothing happened, tenth guy ate from it and died. Amar Rebbe zeu shokeh, because sometimes venom sinks to the bottom. So main point over here, three types of snake venom. Of a young snake, it goes all the way to the bottom. Of an average snake, it stays in the middle of the drink. And an old snake, it stays at the top. And therefore, even if other people have drunk from this liquid or eaten from this exposed fruit, and nothing happened to them, you should not, because maybe you're going to hit the spot where all the venom is. Says the Gemara Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Mayim shenizgalu, you have water that is left exposed. Hareza lo yishabchem b'Rishus Rabim, don't even spill it out in Rishus Rabim, because you have to be worried that a person is going to walk by barefoot and the water is going to get between his toes. And once it does that, it's going to have a negative effect on his skin and he's going to get very sick. Lo yarbitz ben asabayis, you also shouldn't sprinkle it in the house to hold down the dirt in the house. They used to have dirt floors, so in order for dirt not to be kicked up all the time, they used to have to sprinkle water around the house to keep it a little bit, to keep the dirt padded down a little bit. Lo yigabel behen asatit, you also shouldn't even mix cement with this water. Lo yashke behen, lo behemto, lo behemes chavero, you shouldn't give your animal or anyone else's animal to drink from it. Lo yirchas ben panav yadav raglav, and you shouldn't use it to bathe. Acherim omrim makom sheisir to aser. If there's a crack, meaning on the skin, there's a person has a crack, then you're not allowed to bathe because it could get into the body. But ein sirta, if it's a smooth part of the skin that doesn't have any sort of opening that leads inside the body, then mutter, then you're allowed to wash with it. So says Mar Acherim, Hainu Tanakama. Acherim and Tanakama seem to agree. Tanakama also says only not to wash panav, yadav, viraglav, because those are places that have folds in the skin and little cracks along the way. So ika benayhu gava yav gava regel virumani da ape. Now the difference is washing the back of the hand, the back of the foot, and the cheeks, the high cheekbones. So there are no folds in those areas. Tanakama would say you're still not allowed to wash with mayim magula, and Acherim would say that it's mutter. So says Mar Amar Mar, the Brisa of Liashka mehen lo behem tov lo behem es chavero, that you're not allowed to give mayim magulim to your own animal or to anyone else's animal. Ay, but vatanya, avol mashkei lo behem es atzmo, that you're allowed to give mayim magula to your own animal. So says Mar Amar, kitanya hi, when it says in the Brisa that you're allowed to give to your own animal, lishunra, means to your own cat, because a cat somehow is not going to be hurt by drinking snake venom. For whatever reason, it doesn't affect cats. Says Gmar, Ihachi, if that's the case, they're talking about a cat, why is it only your own cat? The chavrinami. So you should be allowed to feed it to someone else's cat as well. Says Gmar, the chavri kachish, someone else's cat might be weakened by the snake, not die, but weakened by it, and you're not allowed to do that. Says Gmar, dide nami kachish, you're going to weaken your own cat as well. Hadarbari, yeah, but it will get over it, will get stronger again. The chavrinami hadarbari, but someone else's cat will also get stronger again. Now, sometimes a person may want to sell his cat that day, and if his cat looks sick that day, he's not going to get as much money for it, so you can't take that risk with somebody else's cat. With your own cat, you can take that risk. So main point over here is that we learn many different limitations on what you're not allowed to do with Mayim Megulim. And then we learn that you're allowed to feed it to your own cat, because cats are somewhat immune to the effects of Mayim Megulim, but you're not allowed to feed it to somebody else's cat. All right, we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the bottom of the page.